Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy, a young adult anthology titled Unbound, Stories of Transformation, Love, and Monsters will be released on February 15th. Unbound features a dozen stories from around the globe. Four of the contributors live in North Carolina, two in Wilmington, including co-editor, New York Times bestselling author Emily Collin, and John Kleekamp, an Emmy Award-winning newsman.
I am part of a little wonderful group of writers, and two of us are in the United States. There's me here, and the other one is in the Bronx. One of us is in Colombia, South America, one in England, and one in France. And we all came together, and it's maybe been 2 years now, pre-COVID, and we would all, you know, chat every day through Messenger, support each other, exchange work. Everyone was feeling kind of down about the pandemic, and then we were like, you know what? What if we do this anthology concept for real? What if we focus it on transformation? Because that's something that we're all struggling with right now. How are our lives transformed?
Each writer then suggested other writers, and John was Emily's pick. He'd written his first short story for the anthology Wicked South. His second, Over Time, is featured in Unbound.
I came up with another story that actually was kind of birthed at a writer's conference where the instructor said, take three things that you love about writing, that you love about stories, and put them together in one plot. Go. And they gave us 10 minutes to come up with something. So I said, gay romance, time travel, and humor. And I wrote something real quickly, and it just stayed with me. 2 years later, it became the seed for this. And now I'm expanding it into a full novel. That's how much I enjoy the story and these characters.
Interestingly enough, nearly 70% of all young adult titles are actually purchased by adults.
And that's kind of a fascinating thing to know, because it makes us wonder what draws us as adults back to those stories. And I think for me, at least, when I love reading YA, it's kind of the purity and the intensity of the emotions. I can't speak for John, but that's something that really resonates with me, where it might be, it's not only a kiss, but the first kiss that this person has ever had, or the first time their heart has been broken. There's a purity and intensity that's natural to a lot of YA fiction, whether it's in a fantasy realm or not.
Your teenage years, no matter how far behind they are, you never forget them. I can bring back emotions that I felt in high school, embarrassment or fear or elation at different aspects, different things that happened to me in high school. I just don't forget that stuff. I don't think I'm unique that way. I think it's truly a time in our lives when we are transforming, when we're trying on different things to see what fits. You don't forget that. I pull from my own youth when writing my story Over Time and mixed it with what I could find and what I gleaned from culture today.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Emily Collin and John Kleekamp. The young adult anthology Unbound, Stories of Transformation, Love, and Monsters will be released on February 15th.
Something else that is really interesting about the YA reader is that you would think that because teens are so tech savvy that they would be doing most of their reading of books on electronic devices. But, you know, while they certainly do some of that, in a lot of cases, they want hard copies of books because those books are being treated as art. They're really valuing signatures by the authors. They trade these books back and forth. While they certainly do read ebooks, the actual physical book has value unto itself.
Emily says while paperback and hardcover editions of Unbound will be available, they're also offering digital copies for free.
It was important to us to make the digital version of the book, which is available across all platforms, free of charge. And that was a very, very important thing for us to do for a couple reasons. The real reason, the more important reason, is that we really wanted to make this book available to all young adults and teens, regardless of financial barriers, if they're able to get online. Because we felt that this was important. This is a time where a lot of activities that teens and kids will be engaging in are off limits for them. And if we can provide the slightest bit of an escape, then that's something we want to do.
For more information, search for Unbound, Stories of Transformation, Love, and Monsters. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.